What's up, everybody? Welcome to No Rules.
What up?
Blog Talk Radio.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this
you
one?
UCR.
Go.
We're saying what we want, give it to you non-stop. Any place, anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna tell.
Hola, and welcome to yet another great episode of No Rules, Just Mics. I am your host, Topher, bringing you some of the latest and greatest news. And on the line, we have the fantastic and very smart Christian on the line. Christian, how are you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm great. You forgot to mention charming, debonair, and many other adjectives that would have fit, but that's okay. We've got limited time.
I'm not sleeping with you, so that's what you get. There we go.
All right, fair enough. No, I'm doing well.
Good.
Excited to be back on the air with you, my friend.
Yes. As always, I love our Tuesdays. As everybody knows, we are No Rules, Just Mics. We are the No Rules radio show, bringing you the latest and sometimes controversial topics that you want to know. I want to start with the weekend. I want to know how your weekend was, as we always do.
Oh, we're going to start with me?
Yep.
Wow, this is a first.
You're
for
welcome.
You. Conceding? Just kidding. Weekend was actually kind of boring because this was one of my weekends on. As I've mentioned in the past, I don't work all weekends, but here and there I do. So I spent the vast majority of my time at my place of work. So obviously happy to be gainfully employed and making a paycheck in this day and age. But it was pretty bored. Nothing too exciting happened after work. Didn't really go partake in any fun activities or anything, which is kind of a bummer. Did go out one night with some friends in town just for some food and drinks, but pretty low-key because I had to work. So, sadly, I don't have any crazy stories to share with you, but that's okay. It was a good weekend. How did yours go?
Well, good. Friday I had a friend from Columbia. It was actually somebody that Matthew used to work with. He lives in Columbia now. He works over at the VA. His name is Travis, and actually I'm going to give a shout-out to Travis because he's the creator of the name No Rules, Just Mics, so we got to give Travis some props for hooking us up with the name. I bought him a drink for the name, so we're good as far as, like, legal action and stuff like that goes. So he came over, and I made homemade pizzas. I did homemade pizzas. I made my own dough. I made my own ricotta cheese. I made my own tomato sauce. It was a lot of fun. A lot of beer, a lot of at home drinking, and a lot of awesome conversation. A lot of awesome music by the fire in my backyard. So it was a good Friday. Saturday was piss ass cold, and Matthew and I decided that we were going to go to Folly Beach, which was probably it was a really good idea. It was cold. It was rainy. It was wet when we got there. The over at Blue, the restaurant / bar that we go to, if for those of you who aren't from Charleston, the entire deck was completely covered in probably about an inch and a half sand. Like, the wind is that strong. We couldn't stand out there without getting pelted in the face with little sand bits. So we went inside and we hung out with Matt's dad. And if anybody knows Matt's dad, he's an amazing guy. He's a lot of fun. And then Sunday we didn't do a whole lot of anything. We went to Petco to look for another ferret, but as we held them, we realized really, really quickly that that we're just not ready. You know, just emotionally, we weren't ready.
No, too soon.
It's only been. Today is actually. 2 weeks. We ended up going to James Hofbrau, the oldest bar in Charleston, and we hung out there for a little bit, and I almost beat the shit out of some guy, and we can talk about that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, okay, alright. So
you can't just gloss over that.
Well, I'm not a fighter, but Matthew and I were sitting at the bar, and we were talking to this guy to Matthew's right. I was to Matthew's left. And then there was a guy next to me talking to some bimbo, doing a word search. What is this? Crossword puzzle.
Scrabble.
No, crossword puzzle.
Oh, crossword. Gotcha. Okay.
Like seven letters, you know, so many letters. I don't know. Anyway, I was trying to give the guy the number to my 9-to-5 job because he was interested. And I was like, I don't have any of my business cards. I gave a pen, and the guy, without looking at me or said anything, he kind of flicked the pen in my face, and I kind of pushed it off. I was like, oh, thank you very much. And I grabbed the napkin, and I said, I'm in the process of getting my business cards, and before I can finish my sentence, the guy who gave me the pen, he was like, less talking, more writing. And I looked at him, and I was like, are you kidding me? You offered me your damn pen. He was like, I didn't think you were going to fucking talk. I said, well, I'm sorry that you allowed me to borrow your pen, dick face, and I handed the pen back. He was like, well, you took the pen. I said, well, you shouldn't have offered if you're going to be an asshole about it.
Oh, damn. And this is a guy who needed your help for something?
No. It was a guy next to me who was doing a crossword puzzle, lent me a pen to write my job number down for the guy next to me.
Still incredibly rude, but damn.
Absolutely rude. And then his bitch-ass girlfriend was like, you don't need to fight everybody. So apparently he's just a douchebag anyway.
Yeah, I hate when guys are like that when they drink. They just want to fight anything that moves. Those are the worst.
Ugh. But he was being like a dick to the wait staff. He was being an asshole to his girlfriend, who apparently he's still married and has kids, but he's hanging out with his girlfriend. Ugh.
Oh, boy. Just a winner all around.
I was so mad. I was like, are you really going to be that big of a dick? And you didn't have to offer me your fucking pen, you loser. But anyway. So, yeah, I was seriously going to throw down with this dickhead.
Then you realize you're a lover, not a fighter.
I am a lover, not a fighter, and I didn't want to embarrass the hell out of that guy. So.
Yeah, right. That's all I would have said. Oh, I didn't want to embarrass him.
But that was my weekend.
I wish
I had
sound effects here. I got some good ones in mind for that little last line you had there. But anyway, well, I'm glad you didn't throw down with this dude because we didn't. Don't need any of that business. You know, we're always preaching love, Topher. It's always love.
It is always love. I promote it every time we talk about any kind of violence. I always say just love each other and love yourselves. And so I really had to kind of put that into perspective. It's like, all right, you don't want to fight this person. You're not a fighter anyway. He's an old fogey. Yeah. We're good. You're all right.
Not worth it. Not worth the possible getting kicked out of a bar in the least worrisome to possibly going to jail. Not worth it.
Right. Exactly.
Well, sounds like you had a more eventful weekend than I did, but this weekend, going on a little skiing trip with some friends of the girlfriends, and I've never been skiing before, so I will probably
Please
have
be
a
careful.
Broken leg. I'll probably have a broken leg when I come back on Tuesday for next week's show. Let's hope not, but we'll see.
Oh, my gosh. Well, be careful. Where are you guys going skiing?
Asheville, North Carolina.
You know, I've never been to Asheville. I've always wanted to go. I hear it's a really awesome place. I also hear it's very hippie eclectic.
Yes, I've heard the same. I haven't been there. But, yeah, I hear it's a pretty hippie town, but it's also pretty cool at the same time. I don't know. We'll find out. This will be my first trip there. I don't know how much of the actual city I'm going to see outside of the area we're going for the ski lodge or whatever it's called, but I will do my best to see what else is out there when we're not almost killing ourselves on the slopes.
Is it going to be – does it snow up there?
It's in the mountains, so I guess so. I looked at the website today, and it said that there was fresh snow on the ground, so I don't know. Maybe they probably, you know, make some fake snow, too, when it's not so great. But, yeah, I've been wondering that the whole time. Like, are we even going to have snow? But that shows how much I know about the area. So we'll see.
Right. Well, awesome. We'll take a lot of pictures because I want to see.
Yeah, man. So
I want to – I know that we said last week that we were going to have Jake Pentland on the show, on our show today. But he and I spoke earlier over the weekend – and he's been really busy, and he had to kind of postpone it. So we're going to do it next weekend, providing that that one he remembers. So I have already plans in place to remind him. But he's had actually a pretty big show. He's on our show on Saturdays at 4 Eastern Standard Time, and he was interviewing Rosie O'Donnell. And apparently he had around 100,000 listeners. It was a really, really big show. So I can understand that, you know, he's just been probably so busy he had to postpone it. But we're going to have him on our show next Tuesday, which I'm very excited about. And then we get to kind of find out the inner workings of the mind that is Jake Pentland, Roseanne Barr's son. So that's going to happen, and I want you guys to tune in, as you always do. But, Christian, you posted this, or you were telling me about this author, Pistorius. Guys, did I pronounce that right?
Oh, yeah, Oscar Pistorius. If anybody follows the news even a little bit, this has probably been on your radar. And if you watch sports, specifically the Olympics, granted, I know the Olympics are currently going on, but you've probably heard this story. But, yeah, Oscar Pistorius, you might not know his name, but he was the guy in the Olympics. He was a runner for South Africa. The big story was he didn't have any legs, so he used, like, those blade legs, for lack of a better term, you know, the prosthetics. It wasn't like a typical prosthetic leg. They were like actual blades.
They looked like skis.
Exactly. They kind of looked like skis. And it was a mini controversy where some people are like, well, does he have an unfair advantage and whatever. So it was like this mini controversy. It didn't matter in the end because he wasn't threatening to win any medal. You know, just him being there was kind of the biggest victory he was going to get. But it was an inspirational story, as for those who watched know, to see a person without legs compete, and not just compete, but be in the Olympics. That's a pretty amazing thing. Again, not even meddling, just hats off. So great story, said all the right things in interviews, seemed like a good guy. But as, again, you may have seen in the news, he's currently charged with murder of his girlfriend. You know, so shocking when that came out a couple days ago. Now, I'm interested to see what other people say, and I know there's a lot of misinformation that's been out there, and it's tough to kind of keep track of everything. But basically, he and his family are trying to play the card of there was some crime in his neighborhood, and, you know, he's a guy with some money. So, you know, he was always kind of worried that people would try to break into his house, that he lives in South Africa still. You know, just kind of worried about that, so he kept guns around. And that early in the morning, like I think it was like 4 a.m. or something, I don't know, it's dark whenever this happened, he thought he heard an intruder, and he fired some shots into his bathroom, and that's where his girlfriend was, and she ends up dying, you know, from these wounds, of course. Now, I haven't heard what the girlfriend's family said, but the police have charged with murder, saying it was premeditated and everything like that. So, very shocking story, regardless of who's telling the truth. And I don't know how much you've looked into it, but I was curious to see what everybody else thought about you know, what happened. Do they feel like he did it intentionally, he meant to kill his girlfriend, or if they feel like it really was an honest mistake or what? Allison in the chat is saying she heard that he was on steroids. I haven't seen that. Would not be shocking. You know, with athletes nowadays, it's almost the norm that someone eventually is going to get busted for steroids. Maybe he just was having some kind of issue with that. It's hard to say. But from details I've seen, it does not look good for Oscar Pistorius. I mean, if there was an intruder in his house, why was his girlfriend not in bed with him? You know, she had stayed the night. He says that he just thought she was there. He couldn't see. It was dark, and he wanted to protect her. And he, like, ran off with a gun. Why didn't he yell something towards the door? Like, who's in there? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So I don't know. I don't know how much you've read it, but it's a shocking story, to say the least.
I kind of got bits and pieces here and there. I don't think anybody's really going to know the truth. That's kind of the sad thing.
No, you're probably,
it was late at night. He's really the only one. I mean, it's a one-sided recollection of events. So, I mean.
Right. Yeah, the victim's not here to tell her story. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And it's, you know, murder and things of this nature, domestic violence, are always sad. And, you know, it's even sadder because of this guy was so inspirational. Also, his girlfriend is a model in South Africa. So, like, this beautiful girl who was not just, you know, she's a model. That was her, like, job description. But she had gone to school to, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, to be a doctor. And, like, she had gotten all her degrees and everything like that, or was close to it. But, you know, modeling became an option, and she was making a ton of money doing that. You know, so it's just a couple who looks like they have everything going for them, plenty of money. And now both of their lives are, you know, forever changed. Her, you know, obviously she's no longer here. And he, by all accounts, is going to jail for some point of time because it does not look good. But I don't know how many. And the other thing, and I don't know if you noticed this, but it always seems like when things happen in other countries, the details are always so hard to get a grasp of because, you know, we don't have reporters that were there from the beginning. They don't have contacts there. You know, like with Natalie Holloway went disappearing in Aruba like 6-7 years ago. It was like really hard to get information. There was a lot of false stuff coming out. I mean, our news here in America can't even get stuff right. You know, when the shooting was going on in Newtown, how much, you know, false crap was out there. They got
right.
You know, so it's even tougher for these details to come out. So who knows? Like you said, it's just one of those things in a lot of these types of cases, you're just never going to know what actually happened. I'm looking at CNN's article today and they're saying that the couple had an argument. You know, where are they getting that information from when it was just the two of them in that house? It doesn't make sense, but
right.
I don't know. We don't have to spend a ton of time on it, but it was kind of a big thing on my radar this week. Someone in the chat, Dory the Explorer, says that they did find steroids in the house. So that's news to me. If that's what I'm saying, you can't find, you know, usually with these big news stories, you've got every single article has got pretty much the same details, but this is just bits and pieces depending on where you check. So thanks for the info on that, guys. But
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Just,
it's sad.
Tragedy for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I, you know, appreciate all the comments in there kind of getting filled up. You know, it's one of those topics that, you know, you just kind of want to, you know, breeze through because there really isn't too much discussion. You know, there's no other
right.
side to defend, unfortunately. But just wanted to see what everybody else thought about it. Just real quick before we move on, Kendall, who is always listening, unfortunately not in the chat room, but she gets a hold of me through Twitter. She says she doesn't buy his story at all. You know, she was locked in the bathroom. And then she makes the comment, and I'll let everybody else be the judge of this themselves. But she says she rarely shuts the bathroom door, let alone locks it when she's home. So I am also guilty of that at times, depending on what exactly
what?
Is going on. But, you know, if I'm just here with my girlfriend and I'm just going to go, you know, take a piss, I'm not necessarily going to lock the door or even shut
Which,
it for that matter.
I don't know. You don't wash your hands,
don't
care. So, I mean, hell, I don't know you at all.
All right. It's sanitizer. Hand sanitizer. It's still washing.
It's not the same.
We had this conversation. Everybody agreed with me, if my memory serves me right, and everyone booed you
nope.
off the air for the next week. That's pretty much what I remember.
Negatory Ghost Rider.
Oh, boy.
I
don't know where if you were going to try to go towards a happier topic, but just we'll hit on this one real quick too. But
okay,
big news because this is what my thought process was. There's another death in the news, a country singer, and you know it's tragic because it was suicide. And what is her name? Mindy McCready, I believe. I don't know much about her music or her career, to be completely honest, but. She's had a whole lot of just sad stuff. She was fighting substance abuse and all that kind of stuff. She was on Celebrity Rehab. Her husband or boyfriend, I can't remember which, he ends up dying kind of mysteriously. They've got some kids, and now she's committed suicide. So, and the bigger story there is that she is the fifth person to pass away in some form in the last 2 years that has participated in one of the seasons of Celebrity Rehab. I don't watch that show. Do you or does anybody in the chat room listen to it? I'll give them a minute to respond, but I don't know if you do.
No, I try to stay away from any kind of television station that used to play really awesome music that only plays crap. crap reality shows.
We got hacked
show,
on
so.
Twitter today, by the way, but we'll get into that.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the show. I mean, I get the concept of it, so I don't know what tie-ins. Besides, obviously, these are drug addicts, so unfortunately, statistics show that people, even the first couple times they go into rehab, it's not always likely to stick. So that's part of it. But not all of them have died of drugs, but, you know, suicides, overdoses, it's just crazy to think that that many people, and people on that show tend to be, you know, celebrities of some caliber, not usually A-list, but, you know, so who knows how much of the public life had to do on it. So I don't know, just another sad, you know, story about death that happened this week. It's kind of interesting because it involves celebrities, and it's almost like the, you know, the Kennedy curse, you know, the celebrity rehab curse or whatever. You know, you're on that show and, you know, look at, you have five people in 2 years that have died. So it's just an interesting story, a sad one, but interesting.
Right, right. Dora the Explorer, and I don't remember, oh, God. She was apparently there for Sex Edition, but she had drinking problems and drug problems and stuff like that.
Right.
It's good that, you know, people go out. I think the sad thing is that a lot of people who go to this celebrity rehab are really kind of, they're really kind of at their end anyway. I mean, it's sad to say, but I mean, the, what was his name? He was Kinnicky on Grease. I mean, he was practically brain dead by the time he got on that show,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then there was, who was that other one that passed away? He was like a drummer for some band or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I'm pulling up the list right now because I wanted to read off all five. But, yeah, there was a drummer for, if I'm not mistaken, it was a popular band in the 90s that, of course, I'm not thinking of now, but I will find it.
Right. You know, it's just
Alice in Chains. That's it. Alice in Chains was their former bassist, Mike Starr. He was in the third season. He passed away as well in 2011 at the age of 44. So he was another
young.
One. Absolutely. And then Mindy McCready was in her 30s still. I mean, it's tough. Rodney King was another one who's on that show.
I forgot about Rodney King.
Yep. He passed away June 2012. He was an accidental drowning, but they found alcohol, cocaine, pot, and PCP in his system. So, I mean, again, like I said, it's when you think about the type of show that it's on, this isn't like some random sitcom or some other reality show. You know, these are people who are battling the demons of drug abuse and addiction. So it's not completely out of, you know, it's not out of left field. A larger number than normal. Are passing away from their little niche than others in the world. You know, it makes sense in a way. But, yeah,
right.
It's sad. I mean, like you said, some people on that show, are, you know, you wonder how much they're really trying to get better and how much they're just trying to revive their career, perhaps, you know, by being on a reality show.
Yeah.
You know, like they have a problem, but whatever.
Right. I agree with Chris Burson in the chat room.
Yeah,
he was saying that we need to reform TV. It needs to be away from reality TV. And I completely agree with you. And we're having a Family Matters and Full House.
Yes, Nancy J.F. Step by Step. Full House,
you know,
Family
I still
Matters.
Remember
that
Perfect
theme Strangers.
Song?
Which one?
The TGIF song.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I still remember that. Oh, God. I'm going to sing it because it's Friday night. And the mood is right.
Yeah, that's right.
Show you how it's done. It was some really, really good shows. Step by Step was on there. Those are my shows.
Yeah, man.
I agree.
Family Matters and Full House were on there for a long time. If I'm not mistaken, Boy Meets World even had a short run on there. Or maybe that's where it was. I don't remember.
I think
and then
it
Perfect
did.
Strangers, I remember. Remember Balky, that foreign guy?
Yeah.
That was like early on in TGIF history. But, yes, I agree. I mean, don't get me wrong. I watch a lot of reality TV. It's become cliche to even bash reality TV, but I do watch some of it. I think some of it's good and redeeming and interesting. But, yeah, I do miss those campy sitcoms every once in a while. Now, I love where TV is gone, where you got shows that are like movies now, like Homeland and Breaking Bad and even The Sopranos a few years ago on – you know, shows like that are edgy and, you know, that you get on these cable stations. But I do miss those campy sitcoms once in a while. I like to throw on Scrubs every night because it's on late on Comedy Central. You know, I still love that show. And, yeah, I miss those things for sure.
Yeah, I work with a bunch of resident interns.
Yeah.
Or they're they're doctors, but they're going through their residency to be a specialist.
Right, right.
And a lot of them have said that, you know, scrubs is, it's kind of true to life. You know, you kind of get the, you know, the crappy patients. You kind of get like the weird,
right.
You know, what is going on? A lot of what that show was, there was a lot of reality to it. There was a lot of real stuff going on with that. So of course I started peering
into
crazy, it a little bit
more.
They're like, nope,
it was.
Nope, nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, you don't get to hear the story. So I'm like, no, it's not fair. I want stories.
What?
I'll get it out of them eventually. I want the juice. I want the dirty stories. I want to know who's sleeping with who and who doesn't like who and who bitch slapped somebody else. I want. I don't want to watch it on television. I want to see it in real life.
That's I gotcha.
But, you know, they don't have any of those, I guess what would you call them? Family warm-hearted shows like Family Matters it's all
maybe
pretty
I'm just not finding them anymore, but yeah, they don't appear to be on TV really.
No, they don't. And you know what? This is true for even like the Disney shows, like the little Disney Tartlet shows. I have nieces and nephews, so it's okay. I can say it. If all these kids are running around and there's no parents, and when the parents are there, they're kind of batshit crazy. And that's kind of true for Disney shows also. You know, you have all these different shows, and one or both of the family members are crazy out of their mind. It's just, there's not this wholesome thing that was once out there. And maybe society is not at that point anymore. Maybe we're just trying to cling on to the 90s.
As well we should, damn it. The 90s are pretty great.
The 90s were kind of awesome.
They were, we're going to always feel that way because that's when we were growing up the most, is being kids.
Right.
It's going to be the remember the most, but they were pretty great.
Exactly.
But,
I mean,
all right, I found a list of TGIF shows, so I'm going to see what
everybody...
Of course I did. So I want to see what everybody else says, too. But I didn't know this. Apparently, TGIF was, like, a thing as early as 1985. I was just a bouncing little baby back in those first years, so I don't remember a lot of these shows. I mean, I remember the names now, being older. But apparently, TGIF started with this lineup and their first-ever lineup. It was Webster, Mr. Belvedere, Different Strokes, and then a show called Benson. So that Benson was the only one I haven't heard of and only lasted for a couple seasons. Doesn't star anybody that I, you know, remember. But, you know, shows like Webster, Mr. Belvedere, and Different Strokes I've heard of, those lasted a while. There's some other forgetful shows, or forgotten shows, I should say, Sidekicks, Sledgehammer, Max Headroom. And then as we get into the late 80s, this is where I start to remember some of these shows more. Perfect Strangers, Full House, Mr. Belvedere was still on, a show called Just the Ten of Us. Family Matters came in, 89. Just 10 of Us, yeah.
Oh,
it was on for about
wow.
4 years, I think, at least on TGIF.
Remember
the show Dinosaurs, where they had, like, the live-action dinosaurs on?
I do. Oh, he says...
I used to love that show.
Oh, God. The little baby used to say something, and I don't remember what it was.
Not the mama.
That's right. Oh, my God.
That was on for a few years. Yeah. There's something called Baby Talk, which I do remember vaguely. It was like Look Who's Talking, but like TV version. So it was like a baby, and you hear some older guy voicing the baby during the show. Yeah, it wasn't on very long. Step by Step came on in 91 and was on for like forever. Hanging with Mr. Cooper
show.
And Sister were on for a few years on TGIF.
Yep. And for the people in the chat room, and I'm pretty sure you guys already know this, which one of our amazing starlets that we have on our Guilty Pleasure Uncensored Radio was on Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Ooh, I don't know this one.
Which UCR host had a guest appearance on Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Now, there's some surprising ones that pop up here while we're waiting for that answer.
Yep,
I don't even remember being on there. Muppets Tonight, there was a Muppets revamp, I guess, that was on for a season or two.
Yep.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch was on for a little while. The Clueless TV show apparently was on for a little while.
I remember that.
A reboot of Teen Angel. Who was it? I don't even know. Take a look at the chat. Karen.
Karen
was on Hang on, Mr. Cooper.
And I think she was killed by a drunk driver on the show.
On the show, I hope. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well, duh. But yeah, and of course you can't forget Power Rangers, and anybody
right.
who has seen Nickelodeon, you remember the great Nickelodeon television shows. There was Doug, there was Rugrats, there was Ren and Stimpy.
Hell yeah.
There was
Rocko's Modern Life.
Rocko's Modern Life. I mean, some really, really awesome shows. Yeah, I miss the 90s. I know we segued a little
Hell
bit,
yeah.
I'm sorry. But I miss some of like the really awesome 90s shows. You know, there is
Doug.
A channel. I think it's called it's one of the Nickelodeon show channels that's kind of higher up in your on your what is it called, like a channel station?
Oh my god, Grandpa,
that?
Cable television.
Cable. No, like higher up on the channels. Like it's
I
not,
know, I understand.
It's not
no,
like
I know
the
exactly
30s and 40s. It's like the 100s and 200s. But
it's like your expanded cable package.
Yeah. Late at night, they would, well, not late at night, probably around 9, 10 o'clock, they would start doing hashtag the 90s were all that. And there's a lot of the Nickelodeon shows, a lot of like the Rugrats shows, a lot of, they play a lot of all that. Starring our other very, very talented actress, Katrina A. Johnson, who's brilliant.
Teen Nick, there we go. Look, Dora the Explorer says Teen Nick. I do know that is a brand that shows all those older stuff. And they brought up three other shows where you were talking. Doug, Pete and Pete, Alex Mack. I used to have a big crush on Alex Mack.
I love her.
Sure.
She was great.
Mm-hmm.
She was great.
Pete and Pete was great. I was reading, this is funny, a couple weeks ago, one of the guys in Pete and Pete said he had met up with the other Pete from the show, and, you know, they're all, you know, well into their 20s, if not older now, and they met up at a bar, and they said, like, all the people in the bar, you know, about the same age as them, were just, like, going crazy, like, oh, my God, I'm drinking with Pete and Pete, and they had to, like, take so many pictures, and I just thought that was kind of funny. Like when Mr. Building randomly pops up at bars and stuff, and you see these pictures of him out drinking with all these kids. I just think it's funny. These 90 stars pop up in
that
bars
awesome.
Periodically for a little, like, you know, pat in the back, a little, oh, hey, everybody still remembers me. I'm still cool.
Right. I mean, well, if you're a cult classic like that, of course. I mean,
right, of course.
You're a part of this pantheon that is, you know, amazing 90s television that just will never go away. You know, and Mr. Belding, the guy who does Mr. Belding, I wish I could remember his name offhand.
Richard Haskins.
Yes, he actually did a photo shoot for the No Hate campaign, which is really awesome. And it's one of my favorite LGBT organizations that I support. I did a photo shoot with them. They're truly brilliant. But he did a photo shoot with them, and it was really cool.
Nice.
Slight change of subject, actually, kind of along the same subject as the No Hate campaign. Clive Davis actually is released this memoir. Now, everybody's going to talk about the fact that apparently he blasted Kelly Clarkson with, I guess, some slanderous stuff, that he said some stuff that was not true, and, you know, he was Kelly bashing or whatever not, which I don't care about. But he actually came out as bisexual. So Clive Davis has been with a guy, he's been with his partner for the last 7 years. So I don't know if there's a
I
line
saw it today.
Of,
it's interesting.
I
never, you know, I don't really think about Clive Davis, you know, like you do other celebrities, you know. But no, yeah, I was kind of surprised when I saw that, you know, to see that. So I don't know. I guess you didn't really think about it. I guess it's not like this big shocking revelation, but.
Right.
I think like what you just said, the part about that he's been with his partner, which is a guy, for the last like 7 years, I think that was a little bit more surprising, because the way the articles were all written, it was more like, oh, it's just like this casual thing he did, and
yeah,
you know, it made it seem like he was like
the very end of the book.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And it's like a, you know, oh, by the way, you know, I'm this rich guy, I just got crazy wasted, and some things happen with dudes sometimes. That's what it, like, the way the articles were posed, that's what it seemed like to me until you read it, and you're like, oh, okay, no, this is like a real deal. This isn't something just to sell books, even though in a way it is. It's like a legit thing. You know, he's telling the truth.
Right.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool they did it, and he's out there. What are you, he's got to be 70, I would imagine, because this is a dude who had record contracts with, like, Janis Joplin and, you know, up through Whitney Houston and that, as you mentioned, Kelly Clarkson and so on and so forth. I mean, he's got to be up there
right.
in age. And so that's kind of a cool thing, too, you know, being that old and then, you know, coming out in public, not that you have to, but then actually saying it. And I thought it was pretty neat.
Right. And for being such a powerful guy, I mean, you're right, he didn't have to do that. But I think it's kind of cool that society is turning, and it's becoming more and more accepting for people to actually, you know, to come out of the closet, whether you're a lesbian or bisexual like Clive Davis, or, you know, you're gay like Christian.
Whoa. You wish. You wish.
Do you
sorry,
think
man. No, not offense. No offense at all.
So we have actually Koku.
By the way, real quick,
yeah.
He's 80 years old, 80 on the dot.
He's 80 years old?
80 years old, yeah. Well, yeah, well, some boy's looking good for 80, right? But,
right.
Yeah, even
good
more surprising.
Getting it up at 80.
Well, they didn't say if that was happening.
This is true. I'm speculating. Nor I'm sorry, I'm a bad journalist. All right. We have Toku on the line, and I know Toku has something he wants to chime in on.
All right.
Toku, you're on the air.
Actually, we're going to go back a few subjects that you guys mentioned, back to that the dude who's getting charged with murder and stuff, if that's all right with you guys. I just want to put a little bit of a spin on this that may tip someone on their head.
Okay.
Honestly, in my opinion right now, at least, college sports are way too competitive to get into the pro leagues. And then in the pro leagues, you're expected to get better than you were in college, right? The problem I see with the system as it is right now is that there's too much competition, too much, you know, I got to be the best. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And honestly, that's in my eyes, that would be a huge temptation for anybody, no matter what sport you're doing, except for maybe curling, to want to take steroids. And the only sport that I'm aware of that's really taken a stand on steroids, well, sport and entertainment, two different things, are baseball, because of Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, all them Joes, and actually WWE Raw takes a huge stand against performance-enhancing drugs in such a way that if you get caught 3 times doped, you're gone. They don't care if you're a main event caliber or whatever. If you're hit 3 times, you're gone. So, I mean, I think that they need to chill out on the competition. I understand the idea is to get the best of the best, but the fact is when you have college-age students – and you're trying to force them to be the best to earn that lucrative NFL or NBA contract, what's that best going to do to make themselves stand out from the crowd? Well, the most logical thing they do is dope themselves, which is stupid.
Yeah.
So are you saying basically because of, you know, obviously, assuming he's guilty, it's kind of like the defense of, you know, someone who's just like crazy on drugs. Like, if he did take steroids, number one, it's kind of a societal issue and within that realm of sports. So even though he's to blame, maybe there's a lot more there, you know, that other people are to blame, or he might have a defense because he was drugged up.
Right. You know, and honestly, I don't see it as a defense. It's your choice to take the steroids in the first place, so therefore
Absolutely.
You should be 100% responsible for any actions you take while under the influence of those steroids. That's why, if you remember a few years ago, there was a famous WWE superstar that got that killed his entire family and stuff while he was in a roid rage. They couldn't officially charge him because he killed himself, but the fact is, if he wouldn't have killed himself, I guarantee you, 100%, guaranteed, he would have been charged for two counts of capital murder. Roids are not an excuse.
No, not at all.
And I'm sorry if I offend anyone by saying this, but the simple fact is, I don't think that this competition is needed. Let them get into the pros, sure. Then let them prove themselves. Let them do their good college stuff. Don't make them overextend themselves and become angry, roid rage, enraged maniacs running around the streets. You get what I'm saying?
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, I do. But they shouldn't be doing that kind of stuff anyway. I mean, it's kind of like a pussy way out. It really is.
It really is. And I agree with you 100% on that. It's just the fact is, it's the current society wants the best of the best, and all your pro teams want the best of the best. So the kids are going to push themselves and push themselves and push their bodies and push their bodies to the point where they take the steroids, they take the easy way out, and oops, I just killed my girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're right, and it's not the first instance. Like you said, the WWE guy, I think it was Chris Benoit was the guy's name. He goes
that
crazy,
was exactly
just killed
what
his whole family.
Was.
Yeah.
That was exactly
yeah.
what the name was.
So not an excuse, because like you said, you know, just like if you drink and drive and kill somebody, you're responsible for that. But I see what you're saying, you know, how he got to that point was probably, you know, the Olympics and pushing and got to get better. Same with Lance Armstrong. You know, granted, he hasn't done anything.
Actually, I think I just saw what Chris said in the chat room, Chris Bergen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Chris, I have to agree with you 100% on that idea. One strike policy. If you're caught at all doping, at all, done. You have no future, period. Done deal.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. You know, and you know, as long as they have the appeal process in place for those rare instances where there's an issue, you know, like there's a mistake or something like that. But no, otherwise I agree, because obviously the suspensions all the leagues have now, they don't really curb people from doing it. People are still doing it. It still happens.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's scary when you get this kind of situation going on. And, you know, I'm sorry to have to bring it back to this topic, but I was holding this for a while in the line.
Oh, no, you're fine. We appreciate you, as usual, giving us something else to think about. It's been 3 weeks now because we had the week off. But, no, you always put a good spin on it and bringing up a side of things that we might not have thought of, which, you've done. So we appreciate the call.
Right.
Yep.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Have a good one, you guys.
And you too, bud.
You too.
Thanks again. I know we just said it to him, and put everybody in the chat as well. I know not everybody can or wants to call in, but – yeah, that's the fun part. We have topics that we think of, and, you know, we started that topic, and it didn't really seem like there was much to talk about. But, hey, did you guys hear this? You know, it didn't seem like anybody really had anything extra to add, so we moved on. But, you know, every once in a while someone pops up with a topic, and we thought maybe, oh, all right, maybe we didn't do so good on this topic. Looks like it's not really something to talk about. But
And then, you know, Toku, he had something for us. That's what we definitely appreciate it when you guys have a different opinion or side to things. It makes it interesting to debate and talk about. But
exactly.
And look at it. It started it up again. People are talking about suspension, steroids, and all that spinning off from just the you know, the Oscar Pistorius story. And something we may end up talking about in the future once this trial goes on and more details come out. So we appreciate everybody listening and participating.
Yeah, I am finding that that more and more celebrities are, I guess they're not celebrities, they're athletes.
There's some crossover with a lot of them.
Yeah, are testing positive for this stuff, and I agree with Toku. It's and Chris, I think it's one strike and that's it. Your career is over. I mean, there's no need for that. I mean, what kind of model are you being for young kids out there who want to be a good athlete? I mean,
and honestly,
you're really
it's
kind
for
of
me,
setting a bad example, and you shouldn't be in the public eye. You shouldn't be making millions of dollars doing that.
I agree with you there. And that's the pressure a lot of them face, is that they want to make $1 million. They want to keep their jobs, and that they result to that. And it's sad because there's some people who probably would have made it anyway, probably would have made, you know, a decent chunk of money anyway, and they tried something and they get caught, you know, and it stinks for them, but, you know, they got to take responsibility for it and they deserve the punishment. It stinks for me too, because it's pretty, and this is the lower level, you know, obviously the bigger issue is the one you just hit on with children and health and things like that, but it, you know, it kills the sport too. So something that brings joy to people, you know, baseball has never been my favorite sport, but I got into it. I enjoyed it. It was fun for me to watch. But like these last like 5 years, especially just learning about all these players cheated, it's killed what love I did have for the sport, which was not very big to begin with. It was just something I liked a little bit. Kind of a boring sport for me. I know others will disagree, and that's fine. You know, each their own. But what little drive I did have to watch it, it's just like I don't. It's not even there anymore. Like I don't even care like what teams are good or anything, because it's so sad how many of these players are getting caught, and you're like, what's the point of cheering for these people? You know, you don't know who's
exactly,
you know, using, who's not, and that's a bummer. But anyway,
yeah.
The bigger issue, like you said, is health and everything like that.
Yeah, it's just not fair. It's not fair for young kids out there who aspire to be something, and they start looking up to these amazing athletes and come to find out they're only amazing for, you know, because they were doping up and they were getting into stuff that was not so kosher. So that's my piece on that.
There you go. So there, we are staunchly against steroids.
Yes, one conversation at a time.
I know we're going out on a limb here, but we are against it.
Absolutely.
I want to go over this real quick. Go ahead. You can. It's fine.
I was going to say I wanted to talk about the hackers that were taking over people from the corporation's Twitter accounts.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yes.
Well,
so
it started. I don't think it's Anonymous who usually does these hacking things, because this seems kind of lowbrow for them. They usually, like, do the whole huge internet thing, like taking over a whole website and starting, like, protests and stuff like that. It's somebody who has good skills as far as hacking is concerned, but I don't think it's anybody we've heard of. It started with Burger King, and then today Jeep got hit, MTV, and then BET. And that's the last I saw with all those companies. I don't know who else, if anybody. But the MO
Apple
is,
got hacked.
Who did?
Apple.
Oh, Apple. What, their Twitter account did, or something different?
I think the company got hacked, but no personal information was taken.
Facebook, same thing happened with Facebook. Something happened with them where no information was taken, but they called
everything
it beforehand.
With fucking Facebook. I hate this.
Right. But on the plus side for Apple and Facebook, no one's information got compromised, so that means their security is better than South Carolina's Department of Revenue, who got all of
that. I know.
But that,
Matthew got
that's
a letter
a little sad
that
our government isn't as good at that.
Yeah,
but
Matthew got a letter
the Twitter
saying
thing,
that his personal information
is a little bit
was
different. Taken. Yes, right. And I'm also crying. With Twitter, I think it's kind of funny. To me it is. I mean, maybe people disagree, because they take over these accounts. They change the Twitter picture to whoever their biggest rival is. So for Burger King, it's McDonald's. And they say, oh, we got bought out by McDonald's. That's the first tweet. So, you know, you get all these people like, oh, my God, that's crazy. And then from there, they just kind of jerk around and say stupid things. And, you know, then it becomes clear they've been hacked and it's a joke if it wasn't already. So to me, it's kind of funny. I mean, it's kind of one of those, like, victimless crimes where, like, no one's really being hurt by it. It's just a big, bad corporation and you're just kind of poking fun at them. I think it's kind of funny. I don't know what everybody else thinks. That's where I'm going to fall down on this one. I think it's kind of humorous.
It's kind of childish is really what it is. I mean, I get the humor in it, but, I mean, it's still, I don't know.
I'd be annoyed if it was me or it was something I was in charge of. I totally get that. Absolutely.
Yes. But
yeah, I'd be pissed, like, little rinky-dinky, you know. You're right. Exactly.
Yeah. If you hack their Twitter account, who knows what other information that they're able to hack? And
sure,
it's
absolutely.
Big organizations. I mean, there's a lot of private stuff. That's not so much, you know, McDonald's or Burger King or whatever, but like Apple. Apple holds millions of people's credit cards every day.
Right.
Every day somebody's buying an app or buying music or buying a movie or a book or whatever. I mean, it's those that people really kind of have to be careful because, you know, you don't know how connected somebody's Twitter feed is connected to, especially passwords, is connected to
right.
something a little bit bigger.
Now, Chris comes up with a good point. He says, I'm assuming it's related to Apple, but is it 100% confirmed that they were hacked, or could it be a marketing ploy? And that's a pretty good point. I think with Facebook, the details that came out, they were just too, like, somewhat embarrassing for them to to be a marketing ploy. It was like employees like logged into a website they shouldn't have. It was like a malware site. So Facebook, I think people
right.
can say, yeah, they really were. But yeah, with Apple, there wasn't a whole lot of details and, you know,
well,
just kind of like, oh yeah, someone tried to breach our system. You know, like maybe it was like a marketing ploy to be like, hey, we're that good. We caught it. That's a good point. I never thought of that.
Right. I don't know. But according to CNN.com, they were hacked. Along with a couple other bigger companies. But, so,
yeah, those kind of hacks are kind of scary when all your personal information, whether it's your Facebook password, which isn't that huge, but could lead to other things within your Facebook account, and the fact that a lot of people use the same damn password for everything, that if someone gets your password and has access to your personal information, like, you know, all the little security questions, like your family member's name or your specific pet names or whatever, stuff, to do that, yeah, that's a little scary. And Apple, like you said, with credit cards, you know, and probably your social in some of these instances as well could be traced back. So, yeah, definitely scary stuff, whereas the Twitter stuff I still think kind of funny.
Yeah, if you do it lightheartedly, then yes, it's kind of funny.
Yeah,
and by all means,
from what I can see, it looked like it was all lighthearted, just like a little joke. Like they throw out the, oh, we've been bought out by so-and-so, and then from there it's like very clear it's a joke. Like, you know, it's kind of funny. Yeah, nothing malicious, but outside of the fact, of course, you're hacking into a big company's Twitter account. But outside of that,
yeah,
I don't know.
I agree with you. The smaller company that's like making fun of Burger King. I mean, it's Burger King. Everybody makes fun of Burger King. I agree with
as
you.
Well, they
that,
should.
That, yeah, their food's kind of gross.
Aren't they the ones? Is Burger King who's getting in trouble for having horse meat in their burgers in like the UK? There's like traces of it. I think it's Burger King, and then like it's all over in the UK. It's not in America.
Well, I don't eat there anyway, so I'm safe regardless. But I didn't hear about that. I'll have to look that
yeah.
up and
yeah,
we'll
like
have to post it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh goodness, I can't believe we're actually getting close to kind of being out of time.
I know.
Dubai
again.
Let's do a quick. We've got about 7 minutes before Uncensored Radio comes on the air for their hour-long amazing show. And I'll be screening. I'll be in the chat room as well with that. But, you know, I said earlier that Matthew and I went to the pet store to get another pet. And we realized shortly after walking into the door or walking in the store that we weren't ready. You know, I kind of felt nauseous. I was like, I don't feel right. I don't feel right about doing this. For other people, they might I know people who, you know, their animal passes away and then they go right out and they get another animal and they're fine. What's everybody else's opinion on that? Because it's been 2 weeks for me and I'm not ready yet, but I know there's some people who like to do it sooner. What are your thoughts, Christian?
For me, and while we're waiting on everybody else, I kind of alluded to it where I thought it was too soon for you, and that's, I didn't even talk to you beforehand.
Right.
So I, you know, but I just, that, I was just basing that and projecting on you my own personal feeling. If my dog, you know, God forbid, were to pass away, especially unexpectedly, I think it's a little different when it's an older dog or pet, whatever your pet may be, cat, ferret, fish, whatever, that passes away after a long battle with something. It's a little bit different. But, yeah, if it was something where, like your situation where it's unexpected, there's no set time frame, of course, but I couldn't do it in just a couple of weeks. I don't think I could even do it in a few months. It would just be too hard because you just know that you're going to be, number one, you're like setting up for that exact same feeling again at some point down the line.
Right.
And it's also like so soon after the last pet that it's weird, but it's almost like a relationship where it's like, oh, the, you know, feels like we're cheating on the pet. And it's crazy to think that way with pets. Part of me thinks that way, but you fall in love.
No,
with
that's
these
really
things,
how
you know?
I feel. I feel like it's been too soon. You know, I lost Riley, or we lost Riley on fuck the hell is that holiday with the turkey? Thanksgiving, and then Jinx 2 weeks ago. So it's, everything's still kind of raw and you know, very uncomfortable. But I felt,
and again, it was kind of a shock for you too. I think that makes a big difference as well.
Oh yeah, with Jinx, it was hours, and we had to put her down.
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
You know,
my parents had an old dog that was like long time coming. You know, you just knew it was. They still waited a little bit, but it wouldn't have shocked me if only a month or two later, because they've always been dog people. They didn't have another dog. You know, just because the other one was just so long and drawn out, like you knew this dog was going, but. And
right.
I mean, like Bruce says, everybody heals different. So everybody's different, of course. And I think it depends on the pet too. Pets like dogs and cats, the furry ones that you can like, you know, put your hands on and pet and cuddle with and stuff like that. That kind of a little bit of a personality. That's a little bit different. You know, I'm not judging anyone if this is your deal.
Right.
But like, when I had goldfish as a kid, and when I had like hamsters, like I liked the hamsters, but I didn't like love them. I wasn't like, you know, playing with them. They just were in a cage. So I was like,
right.
I could go out and buy one the next day. You know, it depends on the animal, too.
Exactly. Well, that definitely helps me. Well, we're running down to our last 2 minutes, so I want to definitely give a shout-out to Toku, who called in. He always calls in, and I love hearing his ideas. And, of course, everybody in the chat room. And you know that you can listen to us every Tuesday night at 8 Eastern Standard Time. And then on Mondays, it is Chick Chat along with Uncensored Radio, which is Monday through Friday at 9, and then on Saturday it's the Jake Petlin Show at 4. You can always contact us on Twitter. You can always reach us on Facebook. If you guys like Toku and his thoughts and ideas, he does the AMC Press at 11, 5 nights a week as well. So catch him. And
absolutely.
You know, we're going to see
him and
we're going to see you guys
support them.
Yeah. We're going to see you guys next week, and we're going to turn it over to Karen Ashley and the crew for Uncensored Radio. Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you guys next week.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Later.
Great show, guys.
Oh, thank you.
I don't think that bitch can keep track of time.
They're ready to go home.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this
you
one?
See,
why is things so quiet?
We say and what we want, give it to you nonstop. Any place, anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna settle. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Hello, everybody. As Jeffrey sings us in, I heard that little singy, singy, sing.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Uncensored Radio. I am one of your co-hosts, Carrie Ashley, and you are listening to Guilty Pleasure. It is just amazing to have all of you listen to us tonight. We have an amazing, interesting, thought-provoking, hilarious show for you planned. And with me, of course, is the fabulous Jeffrey Emmett. How are you, Mr. Jeffrey?
I am fabulous, darling. Fabulous.
Fabulous. And I know Katrina Johnson is going to be here tonight. Is she here yet? Hey, Katrina, where is she? Let's make sure she's not muted because she's
not here.
She's not here. She'll be here soon. I just spoke to her, so I know she is ready.
Well, that's because this motherfucker and his show like 2 minutes early. Like, we on time.
Right. Right. We're ahead of schedule, but that's okay because we'll take the 2 minutes. We got lots to chat about.
Girl,
how was your day? You ain't got a lot
I gotta
to talk
get
about.
Ready for bed. You know why? You know what happens
why?
Tomorrow?
What?
I'm gonna tell you what happens tomorrow.
What?
Tomorrow, Robin Roberts happens. She coming back, girl.
Oh! Are you serious? I have to like record that. I love.
Oh,
Robin
I'm straight
Roberts.
Getting up.
I'm watching it.
Way before I gotta go to work.
Yeah.
Just to watch Robin Roberts come back because I have been waiting like how many months now? It's been crazy. So I've been waiting. I'm excited. And I haven't
forever.
Been watching it. Like, because by the time,
either.
You
it
know, I'm and the kids are here and it's breakfast, I ain't got time to be watching nothing. But I'm so excited. So I'm going to make the time. I'm going to lay in bed till I got to get up and shower and watch.
Awesome. Well, also, running the screening room and who will be bringing in calls tonight because I'm sure we'll get calls. Mr. Topher is on the line with us. He just finished an amazing show with No Rules, Just Mics. How are you, Topher?
I am good. How are you, darling?
Wonderful. Wonderful. So I know Katrina will be popping up soon, but you know what? One thing I will say is we were very, very inspired by the Jake Pentland show this Saturday. He had the one and only Rosie O'Donnell on the show, and it has reached over 70,000 listens. So we're so proud of him because he's a part of the Uncensored Radio family, and for him to have a show on our channel that has 70,000 listens is like, what? Like, amazing, amazing, amazing. We're actually going to rerun that show tomorrow night. So that you can listen after our show. So, you know, obviously tune into our show, but 7 o'clock Pacific time, 10 o'clock Eastern time, be sure to tune in for the Jake Pentland, Rosie O'Donnell 101 interview. She is fabulous. She's raw. She's uncut. She is uncensored. She gives her story. You know, Rosie, she does not sugarcoat things. She's very open and honest, and it's just very inspiring. I've listened to a part of it today. I was so inspired by her. And I'm just like, I'm one of those people, like right now I'm looking for inspiration, because I always feel like if you're in a creative space, you usually get, in my business, a lot of no's, very little yeses. So I'm like always looking for inspiration. And so to hear that interview, it really was amazing. I know you were going on and on about it yesterday, Jeff, and I did listen to a piece of it today, and I completely agree. So if you have not listened to that interview, please make sure you stay tuned tomorrow night after our show and listen to it, because it's amazing. Amazing.
It's going to be fabulous. So for
fabulous.
A pumpkin tip, could you possibly go and do some tweeting for us and let the folks know we're here? Because I don't see nothing on Karen's page.
Yeah.
I don't have her stuff yet. I'm sorry.
Bitch, I gave you mine.
Oh, that's right. Never mind. I think you have Katrina on the phone. Oh, there she is.
Yay! Katrina Johnson in the house. How are you, Katrina Johnson?
I'm exhausted. Being unemployed is rough.
Girlfriend, don't we all know? We've all been there at one time or another. So, what did you do today? Because I know you ain't going to be unemployed for long.
Well, okay. First of all, I got hired at some place that was, the busiest per square foot establishment in the world. And I was exhausted working there. And they wanted me to do something I didn't want to do, so I got set up and stormed out.
Ooh.
But what they wanted me to do is pretty hilarious. They wanted me to put on, as punishment, because they changed the policy and didn't tell me, and they said that I was late because I didn't clock in 5 minutes ahead of time and go to the sign-in place. Well, they didn't tell me that I had to do that, so I got there on time, and they said I was late, and they wanted me to wear a dunce cap as punishment. No joke, they wanted me to wear a regulation size helmet.
That's kind of funny.
That's kind of hilarious. And it was funny, and everybody thought it was hilarious, but I didn't think it was hilarious. I thought, in fact, that it was downright insulting, because why would anybody want to work for a company that sets out to humiliate its employees?
Because that's just funny for the drunker person.
Right. Well, you know what, though? Usually, those situations, like, you usually relish in that moment because it brings extra attention to you. So I honestly would have thought you would have been like, every day just so you could wear the helmet.
No, and I do. And I like the idea of being there because I could kind of pretty much do whatever I wanted and wear whatever I wanted, and I liked that. But when they had that, it just kind of rubbed me wrong, and I thought it was a terrible idea. So I took the football helmet and I wore it all the way into my car, and I took the top down and I rode it all the way home.
So you stole it.
Those bastards don't have a football helmet that they have to subject somebody else to wearing.
She's a team player. She's like, I ain't gonna do it. Ain't nobody else got to do it. Shit.
Yeah, that's bullshit. I'm taking a stand. So
I think that's good business.
Yeah, well, I did it. And I ran into the owner on Sunday night at the biggest party in Vegas. It was the Jungle Party. I ran into him as I was leaving the club with the girl that he's dating, my friend, and I was like, your place sucks. And he goes, I didn't want you to quit. You're my favorite. Come back. It was a joke. I'm like, no, it sucks. That's dumb. You're dumb. I'm like, I'm wearing a helmet.
Right. Wow. Well, good for you. Because if that's how you felt, then that's how you felt. Who can argue with your feelings?
I was excited I got to tell him that he was a douche. I'm like, hey, Mr. Douche, that's messed up. Don't do that to people.
I wonder what, I always wonder in occasions like that, like at what point do they go, where's Katrina? Did she leave? And then they really, like, the reality is, like, she ain't here. She's gone. Like, it's like, it almost takes a minute for it to set in because they'll think, oh, she's probably in the ladies' room, or, oh, maybe she's over here.
It took 5 minutes, and then my phone started blowing up with 5 different phone numbers.
Wow.
Yeah.
See?
Okay. Today
girl,
I'm on
you really
four
got a bad habit there.
What?
You just disappear.
Don't make do stuff I don't want to do, and I won't disappear.
Don't make you remedy the situation, because I know Katrina Johnson doesn't just disappear. She's going to disappear, and then 5 minutes later, she's going to figure something out. How did you remedy the situation?
Well, this time I disappeared, and I told somebody off, and I am kind of happy about it. But today I went on 4 interviews, and one of them was really hilarious. I got to ask you guys, have you ever been on an interview like this? All right, so I'm standing there in front of a panel of judges in a bikini. Jeffrey, does this sound familiar? Is this how you get all of your jobs?
Absolutely.
That's how
wear my
two-piece. He recruits the kids to daycare in his two-piece.
I swear, that's probably how he drums up business. Standing in front of a panel in a two-piece and some stilettos, and they asked me, if you were a superhero, who would you be?
Did you say Karen Ashley?
I did not, because I'm...
This bitch.
Because I don't have any
more.
So all I've stolen from you was the helmet. I don't have the whole outfit.
Right. I gotta make you. I'm gonna crochet you a spandex outfit.
How the hell you gonna crochet spandex, bitch?
It's gonna look like some of those outfits we bathroom scene where they're kind of homemade, but it's like, if you know what it is.
Girl, the outfit on the show look homemade. Let's be serious.
Okay, so who are you? If you were a superhero, who are
well,
you?
Well, I said, obviously, my name is Kat. I have to be Catwoman, and I already have the car and the outfit, so it kind of just makes sense.
There you go.
So I go, and now that you know I have a Catwoman outfit in my closet, is that going to make you hire me? Like, what are we doing here?
Right. Let's get to the point.
So where do we go from here?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that happened, and it was kind of fun because then they asked me what I had for breakfast. So I was kind of taken aback by it because today for breakfast I had wine and cheese.
Of course you did.
So when they asked me what I had for breakfast, I go, oh, shit. They're like, what? I go, well, you know, I had wine and cheese for breakfast. I had boars and cheese, and I had a glass of Merlot for breakfast. And I didn't know you were going to ask me that, or I'd have had Cheerios.
Which is what I actually had for breakfast this morning.
I mean,
what is
know,
wrong with you people?
What do you have for breakfast?
Well, I had actually a piece of toast. I served the Cheerios to the fucking children. They don't get eaten in this house unless the children are eating them.
Oh,
well,
I don't
Cheerios
eat Cheerios every day.
I don't do breakfast. Like, if I'm dieting, I'll do a veggie shake. But if I'm not dieting, I'll do, like, wine and cheese. I don't know. I don't do breakfast. Yeah, so
what was their reaction to that? Because that's an interesting, I would hire you.
Well, then they asked if I got home at 8 o'clock in the morning, and that's why I was having wine and cheese. And I said, no, I wish. I just really like wine and cheese.
Well, I will give it to you. There is something about it, because mm-hmm. after you left in October, I had cheese and crackers every day. I had to save the wine for after the children left, but usually around noon, me and Missy will bust into some good cheese.
Yeah. I love, there's this one restaurant we have to go to next time you guys are in L.A. Like, they have a wine and cheese guy, but the cheese guy, forget what they call, what is it called, Katrina, the cheese guy, when they're like,
I know what you mean, but I forget, but yeah,
right.
That's a French title.
They're a cheese specialist. Like, you literally go, and they will come to the table and go, okay, this cheese is from blah, 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 and it was aged 35 years, and blah, 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 blah. And, like, they will give you something, and they say, okay, eat this with this. This is what gives the full flavor. And, I mean, literally, you do what they say, and it's like, oh, it's delicious. Like, it's amazing. And then they'll pair your wine. I mean, they'll do whatever you want, but it's like, you know, it's like the coolest thing ever, because who knew? Who knew it was that scientifically dab? But, like, literally, they'll go, you'll taste a little bit of nut, and you'll taste a little bit of this, and you'll taste a little bit of that. And literally, you take a bite of this cheese, and you do. You taste it, and you're like, what the hell? It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I have a whole new sound effect for that.
I'd like to marry one.
They're called
cheese
purveyors.
There you go. Awesome. See, Topher, that's why you're here.
Did you have to look that up, or did you know?
No, I knew that. Cheese purveyors and sommeliers
for
wine. Oh,
all three of you.
Meat. Love you.
Well, next time you're in town, we'll all go to the cheese purveyor. We'll go to the French restaurant. They've got amazing French food. And then before the food, you order, obviously you order the cheese, and you get, you know, your wine, and it's just fabuloso. So we'll have to do that together.
Well, as long as you're driving, I'm drinking.
I know, right? Oh, my God. Okay, so, Katrina, you don't know, because this week, this entire week is dedicated to Hollywood conspiracies. So we went over a couple last night. So it was like Hollywood murders, Hollywood crimes, things that just were never truly explained, and all the conspiracy theories that go into it. So, you know, we'll take a few each day, but we'll, you know, it's one of the things that we're going to be talking about tonight. And I don't know if you know this, but you've got to listen tomorrow after the show. You stay on and listen, because Jake did an amazing interview with Rosie O'Donnell, and we're going to be rerunning that episode. And then
I actually listened to it, and she's amazing.
Amazing,
I mean, I knew
right?
she would be, but it's juicy. It's good.
Yeah. Awesome. So, and then on Thursday, as you know, the second episode of Ask Mama will be on right after our show, and we'll have more fun with my mama, because we had a ball last week, me, Topher, and Mr. Jeffrey here. We were in stitches. Like, it's the funniest half hour you'll ever get of your whole life.
She is a funny one, that Viola.
So, yeah. That Viola, she is funny. And so if you missed that episode, please tune in, because we definitely want you to listen to that. How was everyone's day other than walking out on the job and you know, having cheese and wine for breakfast? Everybody else have a good day today? Jeffrey?
I got to catch up on General Hospitals. I'm a very happy person.
Was it the 50th anniversary today? Was today the day that it was the 50th
anniversary? I don't
know.
I think it's, like, going on for, like, a month or something.
Right.
I'm not
okay,
really
right.
sure. But it did say that in the titles. It was very exciting. Laura and Luke saw each other for the first time. There was a flashback to, like, an episode in the 80s. It was fabulous. They talking about the Ice Princess or the Ice Queen or the Ice Rock or some shit, you know, when Elizabeth Taylor was on. Oh, it's going to be good. It's going to be so
good.
Did
you watch Dallas?
Yes, I did. Night? You know, me and Tim, no, we watched it. Me and my mama watched it today before bocce ball.
I actually watched it last night. I made sure. I was like, okay, ooh, I'm home on a Monday night. Woo, woo, woo. So I watched it. It was fabulous. Nice and juicy. I mean, it's like, I'm not understanding how they're going to write JR off. Like, I'm not ready. Like,
he's getting shot next week.
I know, but it's like, it's just crazy. You know it's going to be a twist. It's not going to be what we think. Like, they're leading us on with these, you know, previous.
Hey, why don't you just have him die of, like, a heart attack or something?
I know. It's going to be very interesting.
But everything they said, though, was going to be a murder mystery.
Right, but you know they're going to throw a twist in there. Something's not going to be what we think it is.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be. So.
But, girl, I've been thinking about these Hollywood conspiracies all day. And I really had a big one that I know was, like, probably the hugest one in Hollywood to date.
Yeah, what is it?
Michael Jackson's marriage to fucking Lisa Marie Presley.
Oh, no. That was a conspiracy. Like,
girl, and if Shauna was here, she'd be pissed as shit because you know that bitch loves her some MJ. And she'd be like, he loved her. He was with her. He loved her. That marriage was real.
I love
she's
on
the line.
Shauna,
please. I was Shauna
on the line. Shauna? Shauna, one of the new
co-hosts. No, no, no. He's got LaShauna on the line. He's got the listener,
girl,
not the co-host.
Hey.
Hey, LaShauna.
Mainly since Jeff already put it out there, mainly between Michael and Lisa Marie, I have to be honest, that is their prerogative, not mine, so I can't say nothing. But since you are a big Michael fan, Karen, I have to be honest, I got news for you that you're just going to say, what the hell?
Well, hit me, girl. What?
Well, go for it.
Mainly, his son, Prince Michael, is now a reporter for Entertainment Tonight.
What?
Are you serious?
Yep, I saw it. He is now a reporter for Entertainment Tonight, and this is his first job at 16.
They stealing his money. He got to make his money somehow.
And that's what I said. Shoot, let him make that money.
Right.
Let him make that money.
I've never seen that kid say more than three words. Like, the daughter, she talks a lot, especially when they get interviewed. He's not much of a talker, so this is going to be kind of interesting. It may be a case of, like, what's one of those, like someone who's a host and not really ready. I hope he's good at it.
Well,
I
they
really
said.
Do.
Well,
is
they
that
said
the boy
tomorrow.
With long hair?
No, he's
like
the
not
short.
Like it.
Yeah, mainly Prince is the one with the dirty blonde, short hair, curly.
No, there was one kid. He had long black hair. I thought at the funeral. I haven't.
That was Blanket. That was Blanket. That's the youngest one.
I can't keep
That's
track of them all.
That's my favorite one, Blanket.
Yeah, but like
that, you
but
know
like
what?
I said before.
I'm sorry. I agree with Cat Williams with the things he said about that. It's the truth.
What did he say? What did he say?
I can't really readily repeat it because he uses words. It's just not very nice.
Use made up words or use uncensored words.
Well, it's not because the story.
But
he just said, you know, you can't name no African American baby, and I, you know, I don't like that. But you can't name no African American baby blanket. You can't name nothing soft. It can't be no quilt, blanket, Afghan, none of that shit.
I don't think his name is really blanket. I think his name is Prince Michael III or the second. Like he named all his children. Like the oldest son is Prince Michael. And then he's Prince Michael the second.
That man got
but they don't. They call him Blanket as his nickname because the other one's called Prince Michael and he's called Blanket. Because Michael Jackson said he's like a blanket of love.
Yeah,
that's the stupidest thing I ever heard. I thought he was covered him up with a blanket.
I love it. I love it. He's a blanket of love, guys. Have you ever been described as a blanket of love?
Actually, yes, I have. Thank you very much.
I've been called a wet nap of love.
Well,
who named you? Who called you a blanket of love, Jeffrey?
Honey, who hasn't?
You just be wrapping up people with your loving feelings.
I sure love do. I'm just love everybody. L-O-V-E love.
Oh, I love that. Oh, and why were you referred to as a wet nap?
Because I leave a mess everywhere I go.
Well,
oh, man. That's true.
At least it's not a shitty diaper.
It's like a little kitty litter. Like, you just leave it everywhere.
So you're saying she's like cat shit all over the place?
No, I didn't say cat shit. Cat shit is not the same as kitty litter. It's like a little mess.
Oh.
You know, like when a cat goes, they leave a little mess, they scratch it, and it kind of falls all over the place. Come on now.
You got to get that good shit, that two-step clump stuff or whatever it is.
Is that what it is? I've never had a cat, and I'm allergic.
I don't know. I don't have cats. I'm just saying, I saw the commercials years ago.
It seems good, right?
I don't know. I'm assuming. I don't.
I know,
you know, I don't do pussy.
Some of that stuff for humans. Ew. Oh, God.
No putty cats for me.
Well, you know, getting back to what you said, I do believe the marriage of Michael Jackson and Lisa Marie was a huge conspiracy. Even as one of the biggest Michael Jackson fans, I don't believe they had sex. I just don't even. I just think that was a publicity stunt.
He doesn't even know where the hole is. That's totally impossible.
Yeah. Like, I think they said, like, I think he, I just don't think that women were his thing, you know? I mean, I don't know. But hey, who am I to judge? But, yeah, that was a huge conspiracy because that threw me for a loop. Another conspiracy that I found today was the Elvis Presley. Speaking of Presley, Elvis Presley's conspiracy. Like, people to this day swear on a Bible that Elvis
He's
is
alive.
Not dead, that he is alive. And according
I
to
think
the
Tupac's
report,
alive.
Right, because remember, Elvis had a twin brother, so there's a whole huge conspiracy. You know, according to the reports of his death, they thought he died of an overdose, which he really actually died of a heart attack. It was kind of like a Whitney Houston thing. It was induced by drugs, but he died of a heart attack, and he died in his bathroom, and I believe he was on the toilet.
Yes, he was.
And I don't think people really wanted Elvis to die that way. So they have said, you know, because he was the king of rock and roll. And so I just think it's sad because he was 50. You really saw the decline. Like, he went from being amazing to being a frump. Like, he just...
I think it was appropriate. The king died on the throne. It doesn't get more poetic than that.
Exactly. So, yeah, so, people honestly say they've seen Elvis. Like, it's like aliens. Like, they feel like they've seen aliens. They feel like they've seen Elvis. And, you know, the reality is his obviously his record sales weren't what they were. He was kind of headed into the financial ruin you know, like he had millions and millions of dollars, but he had lost a lot of money. And they were saying that him being dead, it's the same like Michael Jackson. He's worth more dead than he is alive. Like, his estate is worth so much money, it is not even funny. Like, it is crazy how much money is, that estate has. So what are your thoughts? Do you think Elvis is dead?
I think Elvis is dead, and I think Tupac is alive, because Tupac came out with way more music after he was dead. I'm just saying.
Obviously, like, that's another conspiracy. Tupac, like, this is what's sad to me about the whole Tupac and even the Biggie thing. Like, still, we don't know who killed these people. They were just gunned down, and he was just gunned down in Vegas, and no one is told, no one knows. I mean, I thought because they were famous, eventually somebody would give somebody up. Like, it'd be like, well, I saw him, you know.
Okay, the conspiracy is that they were just, that it was gang violence, and so the cops don't really want to get involved in it any more than they already are, and that they actually know. Kind of like, you know, they say who killed Kennedy for real. It's one of those. It's definitely, I think, a conspiracy, and I think they actually know who the real killers are and just either don't want to get involved or don't want to tell the public, but I think they know who did it.
Right. Well, you know what another conspiracy around Tupac is that, you know, Suge Knight, who was the head of Death Row Records, you know, all those artists on Death Row, they didn't really have great record deals. Like, Suge Knight would just give them $1 million and give them another $1 million while he was making $100 million. So they said that around that time, Tupac was becoming very, like, he signed that deal right out of jail. He, you know, Suge gave him a ton of money, and so he just signed whatever. But he realized, you know, his success was greater than what he was getting. And so he started asking questions, started getting upset, started wanting to renegotiate his contract. And so Suge, being the thug that he is, he just got rid of him. And knowing that he had all these songs, knowing that he would still make money off the guy Dead or Alive. So they say, supposedly, that he had something to do with it. But that's allegedly.
Mm. Oh, I believe it. I believe it. I'm signing on to that one. Co-sign.
It's so shady, right? It seems just so, right? So shady.
Love that.
Okay, so do you guys remember
dating? He and I should probably date.
The what?
I said Suge Knight is so shady that he and I should date. In fact, I'm surprised he's not already an ex-boyfriend of mine.
Oh.
Yeah, you should find him, but I would be very fearful. I don't want you dating him.
He's always at the Roosevelt in Hollywood. Every time I'm there, he's there.
Mm-hmm. And I have friends who actually worked for Death Row back in those days. And, like, you know, these are, like, people who've gone on to be executives at other record companies. I wouldn't want you dating him. Like, I want so many stories that it ain't even good. And, you know, I'm L7, so it's like, woo!
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
no.
I usually get
saying I'm surprised I haven't gone there yet, because, you know, I like the shady one.
Yeah, you do. And you
have
a whole lot of cash.
My favorite conspiracy theories are of, like, you know, the famous Hollywood death.
Right. Which one? You got one?
Yes. Brandon Lee, you know, Bruce Lee's son when he was
filming
Pro.
Yes, I have him on my list.
Yeah, well, I was obsessed with The Crow, and I was obsessed with with Bruce Lee and then Brandon Lee. I thought that, you know, we were going to have amazing ninja love children, but it didn't come to be because, you know, the story is they were filming The Crow and they were supposed to have fake bullets go off in a gun, but somebody put a real bullet in there and murdered him.
Yep.
That's
just like
crazy.
His daddy.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's scary and that's crazy.
Right.
I mean, I can't believe it, but I believe it.
Right. Well, they said that, you know, his dad, you know, Bruce Lee, was complaining of a headache, and they gave him an aspirin. He took the aspirin, and he went to take a nap, or went to bed, never woke up. Like, it was, like, 37, his brain, you know, had he had brain swelling. Like, it was just fluke. And so to this day, they still think that it wasn't an aspirin, that they actually poisoned him or something. So
yeah, that's who are on it.
Yeah. Very young. He was 37, and I believe Brandon Lee was 20. He was young. He was really, really young.
I think he was 28.
Yeah, it was really sad, too, because it was such promise. Like, he was a good martial artist. He was a decent actor. Like, he had such promise.
So cute.
Like, handsome. Yeah, very handsome. And they always said that Bruce Lee had a curse. Like, there was a curse that someone put on him. It was kind of like Kennedy's curse, you know?
That's
a little much.
Let me tell you about another conspiracy. I don't know if you remember Jim Morrison. He was a member of The Doors. They made a movie about him. Remember him? Okay. So this is what's weird. They say that the theory was that he died of a heroin overdose. Everyone knew that he was a drug user and he had a problem. But this is where it becomes a conspiracy. The only person who witnessed his death, right, is his girlfriend at the time, who she committed suicide a few months later. He supposedly died in his tub of a drug overdose, right? But the theory is that he actually OD'd at a club, and his friends brought him back to the apartment and put his body in the tub because just things didn't seem right, right? But this is what's crazy. He's buried in this French cemetery for, like, famous people that, you know, really nobody outside of royalty really gets buried in. But he's buried there, and they don't, the grave went unmarked for 3 months. And to this date, no one has ever seen his dead body. No one ever witnessed it. Only the girlfriend who killed herself a few months later. And then he would always often talk about being a part of the famous 27, which is, there are a lot of rock and roll singers, a lot of musicians, Janis Joplin, all these people who died at the age of 27. So he always talked about that, like being a part of the famous 27. So, of course, he died at 27. No one sees his dead body, only the girlfriend. He's buried. To this day, you know, we don't really even know if it's him, if it's, you know, you never know. Who knows?
Ooh, there's some good ones in that 27 club.
Yeah, Amy Winehouse, Andre, I think, was the last one.
Yeah, there's some good ones. Wow.
It's sad, but you're right. It's so good. Some really good ones. It's scary, right? So I don't want to be in that club.
Just love that.
Too late. I'm over 27. It's not going to happen for me.
I think my fake age is 27, so I don't want to be in that club. Okay, so this is another one that you might like, Katrina, because you're into martial arts. Do you remember David Carradine, who was part of the
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
oh, oh, that's a good one.
Okay. He is my favorite. Like, his death is the stuff that you see in movies when they talk about what happens to famous rock and rollers.
Okay, go right. Okay, so David Carradine on, I think it was June of 2009, he was found in his hotel room in Bangkok, Thailand, and he was hanging from his closet. Like, so people instantly thought he hung himself. He committed suicide. But instantly his family was like, he would never kill himself. They came up with the whole theory that he was actually killed by assassins. Right, but what later came out was that he was into kinky sex.
he was a movie actor, and he was famous for the Kill Bill movies. Of course he's into kinky sex.
Right. He was masturbating, but when he would masturbate, he would basically strangle himself to get the maximum orgasm. Because they say when you orgasm, if you lose your breath, they say that you get, it's an orgasm like no other. But he accidentally really killed himself. But of course, what's funny is that it's not funny, but his family instantly said no. He was actually murdered by a gang of kung fu assassins because he was about to reveal and uncover groups in the martial arts world. Like, he was going to uncover, like, conspiracies in the martial arts world.
Okay.
We even care about conspiracies in the martial arts. Is there a martial arts, like, do people really walk around town and, like, kung fu fight in the middle of the street? Like, I think people just pick up a gun and, like, shoot each other nowadays, right?
Oh, no, they kung fu it out, man. You can't afford guns in third world countries. You got to kung fu it out. You better have your nunchucks ready.
Well, he was about to like let out all their secrets. So a band of kung fu assassins, which I didn't know that existed anymore, they offed him.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you want the tombstone to read "Kung Fu Bandits" like off him rather than autoerotic asphyxiation? I mean, I'm not trying to go down like that. Actually, I would, because I don't. But I mean, I wouldn't want in my family to go out like that and be labeled.
Right. Like, this masturbator of, he's a professional masturbationist.
It's so beautiful and poetic and fitting that it happened in Bangkok. I'm just saying. I mean, all of this stuff is creepy and eerie, but it's kind of amazing at the same time. The king died on the throne. Mr. Autoerotic Asphyxiation offs himself in Bangkok. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, they call it an autoerotic asphyxiation.
That's fast.
Yeah, Jeffrey, why don't you try that tonight and let us know how it goes? Katrina, you want to try it?
Hell yeah, I want to try it, except not with the belt, because that leaves marks. I mean,
Tupper, how about you? No. You want to give it a go?
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Damn it. Damn it. We got one. We got one person down. So, okay. I've got another one that was pretty conspiracy filled. Remember Andy Kaufman?
Yeah.
He was on Taxi, and he was a very famous comedian back in the 80s. Anyway, they made a movie. Jim Carrey made a movie about him. I believe it was in the 2000s. And he, basically, Andy Kaufman was a very controversial comedian. He liked offending people. He liked doing things. He went from this hit TV show to basically being an outcast in Hollywood. but he was in the process of writing a script about an actor who faked his death and resurfaced 30 years later. So it's very interesting because next year will be the 30th anniversary of Andy Kaufman's death. So we'll see if he comes back to life. But he was...
As Tupac.
Right.
And rapping at the same time, and it's going to be amazing.
Right. So, of course, leading up to this, it was reported that he had a cancer, some strange type of cancer that nobody had ever heard of. And then a year later, his death certificate was issued. So, you know, he dies, and we'll see. I mean, he could very well, you know, the mystery still remains whether he's really dead, really alive, and will he resurface? Because, yeah, the 30th anniversary is coming up. But who would want to do that? Like, why would you want to fake your death? Like, that's a lot of freaking work.
Because I don't pay taxes anymore. Taxes are bullshit.
Like, you can go to Bangkok and, like, chill out.
And just live like a king, doing crazy kinky-ass stuff in your closet. And, like, life is good. And just, like, get in knife fights with ninjas and shit. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Right. You're going to have kung fu battles in the middle of the street. I wonder if any of my Power Ranger friends have gone to Bangkok and had, like, kung fu assassin battles.
Yeah.
I didn't realize people still, like, fought, like in the middle of the street.
Oh, people do kung fu, I'm telling you.
Can you provide proof of that?
Yes. As long as you're over 18, you can subscribe to my live line, and I will show you.
What kind of Bangkok are you going to fighting over there, girlfriend?
What kind of Bangkok am I? Well, you'll have to subscribe.
Have you ever had a kung fu fight, Jeffrey?
No, I can safely say that no, I haven't done it.
I have.
Can't they have?
I did a really bad kung fu movie called The Circuit 2, and I was a bad guy's girlfriend, and I got down with a little bit of kung fu. Me and Billy Blake.
Did you? Yeah. Okay. Well, another conspiracy, this has nothing to do with our, well, it's really nothing to do with our conspiracy theory, but this is kind of something that hit the news recently. We all know, unfortunately, Mindy McCready, she committed suicide, but what has come out of this is that there's Dr. Drew, who, she was on Celebrity Rehab, so that's kind of how I got to know her, because I can't say that I listened to her music, but I got to know her from that, and then, of course, after she was on that show, it seemed like every time she did something, they would have to report about it, like TMZ and Entertainment Tonight and those places were all over it. Well, Dr. Drew treated her on a season of Celebrity Rehab, and Dr. Drew is actually not, he doesn't have really great statistics, because there have been 5 people who've gone into Celebrity Rehab and who have committed suicide or died.
Wait, what? Who?
Oh,
Jeff Conaway or whatever.
Yes,
from Greece.
Jeff Conaway, Mindy McCready now. There was a guy, he was a rocker. You can look it up. It's on TMZ right now. He played for a famous rock band, and he ended up ODing. There was 2 other people I can't think of. But, yeah, his record's not really good. Like, people are referring to him as Dr. Kevorkian and not Dr. Drew. Because if you go to Celebrity Rehab, you know, and in his defense, he did issue a statement. He was very saddened by her death. He goes, I haven't treated her in a number of years. And he goes, I did reach out to her when her boyfriend committed suicide because I knew that she was in crisis, told her if she needed help to come to the center, we'd help her. She never got in touch with me. And he goes, and I told her on the show that he says, you have a good chance of surviving this, but you are a person who has to stay in treatment for the rest of your life. You're one of those type of addicts. And obviously she was, you know, she was using. She was back doing the stuff, and she ended up committing suicide. So it's like, do you blame Dr. Drew? Like, you know, a lot of people don't like it because Celebrity Rehab kind of, it almost exposes people, and it almost, you know, it almost, I don't know, I mean, they make money. It's a TV show that basically exploits these addictions, you know, these people's horrible childhood addictions. But do you blame Dr. Drew because he's got 5 people under his watch to die?
You stick him with a bunch of whack jobs. There's a high percentage of people who have addictions that don't make it. He's actually phenomenal. I've gone to a couple of his classes and lectures. Back when I lived in L.A., he was teaching at USC all the time, and I used to go watch him. He was amazing. It's not his fault. That's like saying that a certain psychologist who's working with suicidal patients who have 4 that off themselves, it's their fault. No.
Right, because they come already with a problem. Right. It's like if people who do drugs, there's 1 of 2 things that usually happen if you continue to do drugs. You die or you go to jail. Like, you don't retire as a drug addict. So, I mean, it's like, you know. I mean, it's true. Think about it. If you're a drug addict, 1 of 2 things are going to happen. You're not going to grow old as a drug addict. You're going to die, or you're going to go to jail. So,
yeah.
I found it shocking, though, because people are really lashing out at him this week, because they're like, you know, because her biggest thing, like, what they uncovered on the show is that she, you know, obviously he had some kind of abuse, but she didn't like, once she'd gotten famous, the ridicule that she would get and the pressure of fame and blah, blah, blah. And so they said,
don't go on fame.
What?
I don't like it when people whine about that shit.
I don't either. You're right. You know that, right? So then you get this ridicule, but they were like, well, if she she's, you know, sensitive to being ridiculed, why do you put her on a TV show and expose it all? Now people
exactly.
are really going to ridicule her, you know? So I was like, well, she probably went on the show because she probably needed some money. That show does
right.
pay people.
Exactly.
And quite
and
well.
I get ridiculed for money all day, every day, and I don't care.
Right. So what do you think, Jeffrey? I mean, do you think it's right that he's getting all this backlash?
No, actually, I don't. Like, I mean, he's just doing a show. I don't know. I guess I thought things changed because you remember, like, when Jenny Jones did the show and the kid killed him or killed his friend there or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, she got tons of backlash for that because she was on their show. But I feel like this is a little different. Like, they're grown adults. They know what they're going on. They're going on to do a job. And, I mean, the fact of the matter is a lot of these people that are drug addicted, they just don't live. They end up dying one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like whether they were on that show or not, we'd still hear about Mindy McReady shooting herself. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it had any effect on it whatsoever. Maybe in the sense that they had some more money to buy more drugs, but they would have found it one way or another.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
well,
I think it's so unfair.
He's giving them therapy. He's not just putting their problems on blast. He's helping them, too.
Right.
I think so.
And you remember the singer, I guess, Richard Marx?
Yeah.
He's from, like, the 90s? Okay. He was the one
I
person
love his
who...
Shit.
Yeah, I do, too. I used to love him. He's a huge songwriter now. He may not sing, but he writes a lot of songs, and he was friends with Mindy. And he was one of the people who posted on Twitter saying, oh, Dr. Drew, you don't have a very good record. We need to start calling you Dr. Kevorkian. Of course, he immediately retracted that statement and then came back and said, you know, I didn't mean it that way, but it's, you know, it's very tough for me to not judge someone who kind of exploits someone and their addiction. You know, it is what it is. He's had a lot of people die under his watch.
But they signed up for the show.
Yeah, and this is the thing. Like, when they left the show, it's not like they were cured. They left the show with some promise. But, like, when the guy from Greece left the show, he was still an addict. Like, he never really turned the corner, in my opinion.
He was
and
so
I remember
that whole show.
Yeah. I remember seeing
him
probably,
and that girlfriend.
Like, a week before. A week before his death, I saw him at a convention here in L.A. I was with a bunch of Power Rangers. I believe it was, I can't remember what convention it was, but we were all there. We saw him, and he looked like death. Like, he looked so bad. It was just horrible, horrible, horrible. He ended up dying of pneumonia, but they said, you know, he was a user up until the moment he died.
Yep. Well, and that girlfriend was nothing but trouble.
Ooh, wasn't she? Yeah, wasn't she? She was, ugh. But tomorrow, I'm going to pull some stories on. Obviously, there have been a lot of celebrity deaths, but what happens after the people die and these people start fighting for their estates? Like, that's when the real fun begins. It's like, okay, you're gone. Like, who's the one guy? You know the guy from The Jeffersons? He died maybe a year ago, and they just buried him. They fought over his body for, like, a year. Like, who does that?
Oh, hell no.
George Jefferson. What? Like, poor George Jefferson.
They should have just cremated him and given him half and half.
Who was the
right?
other? There was the singer there they had their problem with, too, like his family and then his current wife. What the hell was his name?
James Brown.
Yep, James Brown, like, same thing.
Well, the one family member wanted to parade James Brown, like, put him in a museum. Like, they almost wanted to stuff him. Like, you know how you stuff an animal? And just
that is so wrong.
Him.
His hair looks like a stuffed animal.
Can you imagine? And then they fight for his body, they fight for his money. It's just trifling. Like, it's just awful. Man. That's why you got to have a will. Like, you really got to have a good will, you know, and that's why, like, Michael Jackson had a will, but it was, like, kind of old, and then it was weird. Like,
you know, like, he left his kids to his 100-year-old mama, and then if she dies, then Diana Ross is going to have to take custody. Like, I'm like, Diana Ross, really? Does she know this? So, like, if you
he wanted to have his kids raised by a true diva. I respect that.
I know. You respect it? Well, I'm like this. I'm like, if you have kids, and God forbid something happened to y'all, don't leave me the kids unless we discuss this. Because I don't know. I'd be like, Diana,
I'm not going to give the kids if I ever pop any out because, one, you're a superhero. Amazing.
Okay,
two,
there you go.
Two, you always look good and you got mad connections with hair and makeup. And three, you're an expert photographer, so you could always make them look good on the internet. I mean, that's obviously a perk. And four, your mom is awesome, so if you need to have her babysit, that'll just be awesome for everyone involved.
And love them, and then she'll thank them when they act up.
Yeah. Can you, like, can you have a will that leaves your kids to somebody you don't know? Like, could I leave my kids to Donald Trump because I want them to have bad hair and be rich as hell later?
You'll be walking around with a little too bad.
Yeah, I need to know. Because I might decide to pop one out, leave the offspring to some rich, eccentric billionaire like Bill Gates, and then off myself in a conspiracy theory, and somehow
right.
figure out a way to live off of the kid.
Right. Pulling
now
Andy Kaufman.
Right. I'm pretty interested.
It might be, yeah. I mean, I think if there was a way to do that, people would have done it by now, because, like, I would have left some kids to Oprah.
I don't know, because people aren't, for the most part, that scandalous. But I am, so I would do it.
Jeffrey, if you had to leave your kids to somebody, who would you leave them to?
His mom.
Somebody famous.
I'd probably have to say Rosie.
Rosie O'Donnell. I think she'd be great. Like, she obviously, her children seem amazing, you know, and she shielded them from, like, you know, all the press. Like,
mm-hmm.
we see them every now and then, but, you know, they're obviously not actors and they're not in the press and they're not getting pushed to do that kind of thing. I just wonder if Michael Jackson is, like, rolling in his grave because he used to make those kids wear veils. And now one's working on Entertainment Tonight, and the other kid, the other girl, she was, like, in a movie. Like, he didn't want them to do that.
Yeah,
he didn't even want us to see it. I didn't see Blanket until he died. I didn't even know what Blanket looked like. I love me some Blanket, and I barely got to see Blanket. What? I'm serious. Think about it. He had those kids covered, and then he dies, and all of a sudden the kids are working. Like, they work. They're doing Oprah interviews. I mean, that family, you know, Joe Jackson and the mama, they put the kids to work.
Well, if he didn't want the kids to work or be seen, he could have, you know, he could have converted to Islam and gone and put them in burqas and relocated them underground somewhere in a cave. But he didn't. Is that?
He committed no bin Laden.
That's right on your part, Michael.
I bet he's just pissed off. Cause, and then
they don't be that much in Afghanistan.
Jeffrey, you are awfully quiet tonight.
I'm stuck on Blanket.
I want you to have a baby so we can name him Blanket.
Fuck
you.
No, if I have a baby, I want to name him McLovin.
Hell yeah.
He'll grow up and be a lover of the ladies. I love that movie. To this day, I watch that movie and I laugh like it's the first time I've ever seen it. I can't get enough of McLovin. That was like the best thing ever.
When I see someone from Hawaii, I call him McLovin.
I think that was the last time I smoked weed was actually to watch that movie. It was so, oh, God. It may or may not have been with my boss.
Like? Right. What was that experience like, Jeffrey? A weed smoked, you know, McLovin movie. How did that go?
I laughed my ass off.
did you have the munchies?
No, but like watching like the fat kid and the skinny friend, I was like, oh, it's me and Lord Voldemort. And the fat one's always like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Like, every other word was fuck. And it's like, oh my God, it's kind of is me, except I didn't put beer in laundry detergent containers.
And you didn't grind on the chick and get like,
with the beer in? No, oh God, no. I would have been grinding on her boyfriend.
What that movie was shot like when that happened, that grossed me out to no end. Like, I don't know that I've ever been so grossed out by any pig in my life. Like, he was so, like, but his reaction to the period
blood. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, my God. This chick just hit her period on my leg.
Because he finally got some action, right? And it was like, of course. Of course. There's some period blood involved. Like, that's the worst. Oh, man.
I hate it when you hump somebody's leg and then you leave a snail trail behind.
Oh.
When that happens.
Katrina Johnson.
Well, I guess it's just as bad as some bitch's pad falling out of her pant leg. I mean, it's just more cute.
If you search the internet, there are plenty of pictures of, like, girls dancing at the club and, like, their tampon is hanging out.
Mm-hmm. Girl, it's rude.
Uh-uh.
I'm telling you, you know, the most traumatic thing for me was when I was working at a specific business. And there may have been, you know, a lower functioning person I was dealing with, and she forgot to put adhesive side out.
Oh, no.
I don't know if I can still get sued. Like, oh, it's so bad. And she kept saying that her crotchal area hurt. And I'm like, well, I'm not going near that with a 10-foot pole. I'm going to have to call this other girl over here from the other side. Girl, you got to check this bitch's coochie because she's saying it hurt. And all of a sudden, the bitch came rolling out the bathroom. She was on the floor laughing. I said, what's so funny? Well, girl put her pad inside out. It was a bad day for her.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
I hope she had woman-shaped.
No. No.
Oh, my God. I think I'm going to throw up.
It was so bad. But
That's wrong. That is so
amazing.
Awful.
It was so funny.
Oh, that's really rough.
Do you guys know what's trending right now?
What?
Tampon?
No, not tampon.
Period.
Dating me is trending right now. So I tweeted Uncensored Radio, the perks of dating me is autoerotic asphyxiation.
Period blood and inside out tampons.
We've really hit a high note.
This is a good show.
Hey, we're a classy show. We are a classy show, honey, let me tell you. Willie, no stone unturned.
Oh, Lord.
Oh. Yeah, David Carradine goes down in history as the best death in Kung Fu TV.
It's just so fucked up. I remember when that came out.
He was 72 years old.
Dumbfounded. Well, at least he had a sexual appetite. I mean, you got to give it to him. You know what I'm saying? 72 and you still a fucking freak. God bless you.
Yeah, that's straight up like a dirty old man to the 100th.
Nah, girl, that's pimp. That's pimp. Motherfucker, 72 year old and still can get a hard on? Hell yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not judging, but I'm just like, damn, man, you got to hang yourself to get off. Like, damn it.
Yeah, that's a little that's a little much. If I got to work at it like that, I mean, I'm just going to give up.
Right.
Yeah, they said give up.
It was considered a sadomasochist incident.
Well, Topher's trying it tonight, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, it's kind of like swimming. You should always do it with a buddy.
Have your husband watch you.
We are not doing it together. We are not doing it together.
Have your husband watch you, just in case he has to revive you. Does he know CPR?
You know, I almost said make sure he takes pictures, and then I thought about it, and I was like, yeah, maybe not so much.
Maybe you should videotape it.
Maybe from the neck up.
Well, that's going
to
be hard for a lot of people.
It may need to be from the neck down if you're a certain amount of quarters. Do we know how many quarters you are?
Yeah, he's got seven.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Seven.
Okay,
right,
seven quarters. Okay. We'll take the neck down then.
Goodness.
On that note, I think we're out of time, guys.
Oh, no. All right.
We got 1 minute.
Yeah.
How are we going to end this debacle in Bangkok? How are we going to end this debacle?
Oh,
make
Lord.
Sure you guys follow us on Twitter.
At Ancestor Radio.
At Ancestor Radio.
Jeff. Follow Karen Ansley, and Karen Ansley. Katrina A. Johnson. Jeffrey Emmett. No Rules to Fight.
No early up here, you girls.
That's just the way we roll. We never fall down. Unstoppable.
Good night, everybody.